Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Jason Bishop. Coming up at 8, Jeff Ehrman's going to join us from Inside MD Sports. We'll talk about Willard and what's next. Chip Patterson from CBS Sports will join us at 9:25 to get into the tournament. All one seeds left in the Final Four.
Chalky.
When was the last time that happened, all four?
08.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was 17 years.
All right, let's get into the Junkies sports page, because a lot went down over the weekend.
Remember Chalmers hit that kind of buzzer beater to beat Memphis?
Vaguely, when you say the name.
Derrick Rose was with Memphis. I believe that was the same year.
Oh, do you know who you asked me what those celebrities I saw? I just bumped into, and I didn't say anything because I could tell he was clearly distracted. Catino Mobley, of all people.
Nice. Very good.
He was in the airport. And you could tell he was kind of scrambling. It was right when I don't know how
is
you guys are.
Is the big three going on? Wasn't he still doing that?
I think he was as of last year. I don't know if that was another event happening. But he was in the airport. It was right before security. And you could tell he was just a little frazzled.
Well, that's an easy place to get flustered, right before security.
Well, especially that airport. That airport's massive. The Atlanta airport is massive, and it's
it's the busiest airport in the country.
It's inefficient.
Yeah. It's too many people coming through.
What a pain
there.
In the ass. Anyway, I don't know why.
Doesn't Catino Mobley look about 15 years older than he actually is?
Yes. Actually, he had shaved his head, or maybe he had dyed his hair a little bit.
Okay, because so I know he used to be gray. Used to be gray.
He only had a little bit of gray.
Yeah.
So he must have dyed his hair. He looked pretty good.
I made a big move over the weekend. I haven't received it yet, but I always get this targeted ad about gray hair reversing. We'll see if it'll work. Instagram thing.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
You're trying to reverse your grays?
Why not?
Oh, my God.
Whatever.
All right, so hold on. So
it's like a spray?
Is it going to be
Mr.
Like
Gullible?
Is it going to
I'm sure it won't work.
Is it going to be a slow?
We'll find out.
We'll see. I tried it with the toenails one time. Didn't work out. Now, not gray hair, but I've got
how much
toenail
did this
fungus.
Spray cost you?
I think $50.
$50.
So you're supposed to put it
I've
on
been
every
intrigued.
Day.
Particle anti gray serum.
So hold on.
Spray it once a day, and then it gradually brings it back.
Once a day, the grays go away.
So it's not coloring your hair.
Correct.
You're supposed to legitimately get.
They say there's some science that you can get whatever.
Oh, yeah. There's some science. I love that description.
Hey, I figure it's worth a shot.
You know, JP must be feeling extra self-conscious about it lately.
Is that what it is?
Maybe.
Could be.
I mean, I've been thinking about it since the moment I got gray hair.
Yeah. Every day for the last 15 years, he talks about his gray hair.
I'm sure every day. Look, hey, Brett just colors it.
Does he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I sent him a text one time. I was like, how do you have no gray hair? And he said, whatever box he uses.
No shame in it, JP. There's no shame in my games, Brett.
Well, he's got his wife coloring her hair, right? So he can't be hypocritical, right?
Most wives do.
All right, Cakes. We got to update the tracker.
Oh, yeah. I should do that. Let's do that on camera. Hold on. So it's currently at 6, but we know that's incorrect.
Hope you know where the button is.
I know where it is.
It's underneath. I see it. Yeah. I see it. Let's see if Cakes can finagle it.
Yeah. Boom.
There you go.
There we go. Look at that.
That wasn't a great game for the Capitals, but Ovi scored.
No.
It was not a great game.
The Sabres, they don't want to face the Sabres.
They haven't played well the last week and a half.
I don't think the Sabres are really in playoff contention, are they? I don't believe
No, they're last in the division.
They kind of stink.
But for some reason, they don't play well against the Sabres. Yeah.
They also have, for whatever reason, they have Logan Thompson's number. He just never fares well against the Sabres. Hmm. Ovi almost had two, by the way, because the late shot at the end, I think Luke Dubois got his stick on it, like right in front of the goal, and redirected
and
it slightly. It was almost a two-bagger for Ovi yesterday.
Hey, and also we need to congratulate our guy Locker, Craig Laughlin, back on the call.
Very good.
That's awesome.
Very emotional. Did a nice video tribute to him up on the Jumbotron. I know the Capitals put out a video of all the players welcoming him back.
So he was on the call yesterday?
Yeah, with Joe B.
That's great.
I love Locker.
It's fantastic.
Oh,
been good to us since we were on the weekends.
He's just a good dude. But yeah, so Ovi is at 890, and he's 5 shy of breaking the record.
This is going to go literally down to the
wire. He's got 9 games left.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, if he could have a nice just 1-2 goal game, give him a little breathing
room. Then Cakes' game might be in play.
But this is going down the wire.
So they lose to the Sabres 8-5. The Sabres are last in their division with 68 points.
So third straight loss.
Now they got to play Boston. Now Boston's not great either. Boston's not going to the playoffs, but Boston's won 8 straight. So now they got to play Boston in Boston. I think that game's tomorrow.
April 1st. Yep. They have back-to-backers at Boston, at Carolina. Then they're back here in D.C. We're doing the Altcast Friday night as they host the Blackhawks.
So, obviously, all eyes are on Ovi and whenever he plays, if he scores, and when he's going to break the record. But the fact that they've lost 3 straight and they've given up a bunch of goals, that ain't great.
Yeah, in the last 3, they've given up 3, 4, and 8 against Buffalo. It's especially kind of galling.
Yeah, so JP's right. I mean, Buffalo can score against them. I don't know why, but maybe they just don't give 100% against the last place team. And you can kind of take the ice going, it's Buffalo. It's Buffalo. We can beat them.
To paraphrase Coach Carberry, I believe his post-game comments were, we got what we deserve today.
Yeah.
He was not happy when he took the
I'm sure he was pissed.
Let's hope they get string together a few wins before he joins us this upcoming week.
What did you say? I don't have it in front of me. Did you say like what they've done in their last 10?
Last 10, they're decent. They're pretty good.
6-3-1, maybe?
6-3-1, okay.
But the last 3, they've taken it on the chin. Yeah.
Right.
6-3-1 the last 10.
All right, that's fine. Got to look at a big picture.
I'm sorry. I botched that. Boston has, I said they've won 8 straight. They've lost 8 straight.
Okay, good. That's better.
Yeah, they've lost 8 straight. So they're looking to snap up
a long
losing streak.
Hopefully tomorrow is 9 straight. Caps can get on the winning side again.
We don't talk a lot of regular season NBA unless it's regarding the Wiz. But yesterday the Pistons played the T-Wolves, and T-Wolves blew them out by 19. But there was a big-time skirmish. I call it a skirmish. I don't think there were many, punches thrown.
No, just pushes.
But it
went into the stands.
Went into the stands. That's the interesting part is it was right under the basket. So the people are sitting right under the basket in the first 3 rows. I mean, those NBA players were basically laying on top of these. There was kids there. And the one dad's trying to keep I can't remember. I think it was Dante DiVincenzo trying to keep him off of his kid because, you know, he's kind of laying back getting pushed by all these other Pistons players. And that would have been a little bit scary if my kid was right in the middle of that.
Sure.
Yeah, I think DiVincenzo did some smack talking of one of the Pistons forwards or center. And then a couple plays later, there was the skirmish, and it got big time. I don't know if he's a big S-talker.
Maybe.
Dante.
Feisty Italian. Just like my wife. that's my wife's cousin, Dante DiVincenzo. But that was kind of interesting just because of what went down. Obviously, you got the Final Four on Saturday. All 4 1 seeds, first time since 2008. And you've got Florida and Auburn. You've got Duke, who was just masterful defensively against Alabama, especially since Alabama was just unbelievable in the previous game against BYU, hitting 25 threes. But that was just really fun to watch. But and then, of course, you got Duke playing Houston. Contrast in styles. Duke wants to get up and down. Duke's probably the number one offensive efficiency team in the country. Houston's the number one defensive efficiency team in the country, according to KenPom. Auburn and Florida, that's going to be a great game just because of the pace of play and the amount of threes that you'll see. But it's just, you know, not a lot of people love the chalk, but you got it this year. Last year you had the 11 seed NC State as the Cinderella with a bunch of big-time teams like Purdue and UConn. But now you've got four ones flying down in San Antonio.
Flag didn't play great in the last game, but I heard – kind of the national debate, is Flag the best one and done Duke player ever? And where does he rank amongst all-time greats? You know, when you go all-time greats and you include people that are beyond one and done, it's almost unfair to him because you've got Grant Hill, Christian Laettner, Bobby Hurley.
It's hard with these one-year
Shane
guys.
Battier. So, but
he's pretty darn good.
In terms of the one-year guys, I mean, he's if he ends up winning it all, and they've got a good chance to win it all, he's going to probably be the college player of the year, and he'll have delivered a national championship, and then he's not returning. I know we had that one conversation.
He's not returning no matter what.
No.
But it's certainly if they win the title, you know that he's
what's so sick.
Do you think do you think a guy like Derek Queen, by the way, the moment the tournament wrapped, went to one other class?
That's the funniest question you've asked probably in 10 years.
I'm not sure if they went to a class ever.
I know that he got a an endorsement with Dairy Queen, which makes a lot of sense because it's DQ.
Of course.
Dan Quinn should have one, too. We talked about that last year, I think.
You know, I don't think we talk enough about the fact, I was talking to a buddy about this over the weekend, that Flag, he actually, instead of staying an extra year, he moved up a year to get in.
Teenager.
Yeah. He's just a kid.
18.
I mean, how many guys
do
that?
He could be a senior in high school.
How many guys do that? They skip their senior year so they could accelerate the whole process.
Well, the other thing is, and Jason may know all of the names.
Yeah.
That high school team that he played with has five first-round picks.
Going back to Derek Queen, what class is he taking? I'd like to see both Derek Queen's and Cooper Flagg's class list at Montverde. I'd like to see what sort of classes those guys are taking.
So took a class in dribbling?
Okay.
Class in shooting.
You got class in rebounding.
Yes.
Class in how to travel first class when you make an NBA team. I mean, the classes have to be a joke.
No, I think Cooper Flagg is like has a 4.0. He's a serious student. He likes going to school.
Maybe.
That was one
also
of the reasons.
Cakes.
That's the reason why I say he might
cakes.
Say.
Also, not just how to travel first class, how to get away with the travel on a game-winning buzzer beater.
Yeah, again, wasn't a travel, but that... That became a sideshow because Kevin Willard had to make it all about himself.
By the way, did you see just this change subject just for a second, just because you mentioned the travel thing? Did you see what LeBron gets caught doing all these weird things all the time? But what he did apparently, I think it was over the weekend, where he dribbled it twice and then he like let it hit the floor and then he acted like he was rolling it across half court.
I didn't see that play.
I mean, he committed like 9 violations. You know,
I'm not surprised in an NBA game.
They did blow the whistle, but I mean, what they get away with in the NBA game is beyond absurd. Beyond absurd.
Of course.
In terms of just traveling.
Right. That's why it was a joke when Charles Barkley said he didn't travel. Well, Charles Barkley traveled every time he touched the ball in the NBA.
Hey, don't sully my guy.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
It's JP's dude.
That's my number one.
I think you're sleeping a little bit on Zion's freshman year at Duke. He shot almost 70% from the floor
and averaged sick.
He averaged 25 a game. So
how'd the team do though?
Cooper Flagg is on a better team, but Zion might have been the better overall player.
How did the team do during Zion's year? Did they win the national championship?
No, I don't think they won.
They lost in the Elite Eight.
They lost. Yeah,
I think that was the argument. Look, I just saw Jay Williams arguing.
No, Cooper Flagg's a great player, but he started off pretty hot in that game. I think he hit 3 of his first 4.
Yeah, he didn't have a particularly good game.
But then, you know, guys were blocking his shot. Like, he didn't look overly athletic compared to some of those kids for Bama. But I just think people are kind of sleeping on Zion's freshman year.
I think that's fair.
Yeah. I mean, he had a great freshman.
More distressing to me is that I keep running the NBA draft lottery sim over here.
Yeah.
And, I mean, Washington comes up with, like, the third and fifth pick all the time.
You, this is a big...
They come up with the fourth and fifth pick all the time.
It's going to take a miracle to get Cooper Flagg here.
It's pretty close.
Cakes, yeah. You're going to the game on Thursday, right?
I am, yes.
I'm going to be there on Thursday. We're going to be schmoozing with Will Dawkins. Can we seriously lobby to see if we can be the guy behind the desk? For the lottery.
It gets sent to like Secaucus or yeah. No, you can do that. I can't do that. Because then they get the
who they have last year.
And I'm gonna be called a jinx forever. I mean, I just can't live with that sort of pressure.
Yeah, amazing.
Didn't they have Zach 1 year?
Zach Leontis? Possibly.
I thought Zach was.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Now I'm gonna Google Wizards representatives at the draft lottery.
They've had a bunch. I just remember the Cleveland used to bring out the Sun.
Mm-hmm.
There was like a story with
like Dan Gilbert's kid.
Yes, Dan Gilbert's kid. And bring out an old fogey
also,
from
was
the
it,
Junkies.
Was it the Bucks owner that had the hot chick, the hot granddaughter or daughter?
I don't remember.
What was that? Remember that?
Daughter.
Was it the
Aaron
Bucks?
Rodgers dated, I think, for a while.
Yeah.
Malloy, I think her name is.
Yeah, I can't remember. I just remember it was some smoke show there.
I mean, how silly would it be if they went to the Wizards and were like, an EB from the Sports Junkies?
I'm so sure. They let us be the face of the franchise.
That ain't happening.
This is not happening. Right.
Last but not least, the Nats salvaged the game against Philly. And they gave a bunch of runs in the first two games. The bullpen was horrible in the first two games.
Mr. Parker was strong for you.
Mr. Parker. He was really cool. Starting
still
rotation.
Still cutting your lawn?
No, he's not. He's probably not around
McKenzie
anymore.
McKenzie Gore was great on opening day, right?
McKenzie Gore was awesome.
13 Ks on
Irvin was
day.
Pretty good.
Oh, it was 16.
13.
It was 13? 13, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And then Irvin was good. And then Parker yesterday, 6 1/3, 7 hits scattered, shut him out. Only walked 2, struck out 5. Bullpen got it done. They win 5-1. And Josh Bell and Nate Lowe combined for all 5 RBIs, both hit homers. Hmm. And now the Nats go to Toronto tonight, I believe.
He's hit home runs in back-to-back games.
Yes.
And I think Ruiz has a couple.
Yes, he does.
To start the season.
I'm just waiting for CJ. And now James Wood had a couple hits on Saturday, but I'm just waiting for CJ to kind of come alive. By the way, James Wood had a botch in left field defensively. Did you see that?
I did not.
Runner on first base, 1 out. Fly ball to left field. James Wood catches the fly.
Oh, I heard Charlie and Dave Jagland. I did hear this play.
And didn't realize there was a runner on first.
Right.
And kind of was smoking and joking.
He lollygagged the ball
back into short. Yeah. And whoever it was, can't remember who it was. Maybe it was Baum.
Yeah.
Tags from first to second.
Took his base. Took his base with the ease.
Come on, J-Dub. That can't happen at the major league level,
well,
bro.
You think he didn't get an earful from Davey?
Oh, I'm sure
And then
did.
The coaching staff? It's a lock he did.
Sure. I bet you his dad gave him an earful, too.
Coming up next, Willard is out. Maryland needs to find a new head coach. Some interesting names out there. Who do you want Maryland to hire? We'll get into that next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
The Junkies. Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Jeff Ehrman from Inside MD Sports is going to join us coming up at 8 o'clock as we talk about what's going on at the University of Maryland. Of course, Kevin Willard heading to Villanova. That means the Terps need a new head basketball coach. Be interesting to see what happens. I saw Steve Blake threw his name in the mix.
I kind of love that.
Did see that.
And who was it? I think you guys, did you guys have Walt on, or somebody had Walt on?
I listened
to the clip the other day, and it talked about, you know, having a former Terp there. And I think that's one reason why Gary was so appealing and why, you know, I don't think he ever had desires on leaving. Mm-hmm. He did, you know, he had a Terp.
You want to hear? Yep. You want to hear Walt talking
Terp
about
lifer?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, not at all. I know most of those guys that you just mentioned right there. They all are guys who have a stellar reputation, and so that's a good circle of folks that you just mentioned right there. I look at a guy like Dwayne Simpkins. Man, and he's a guy who's been in the fire. He's been here, and so you know, like I said, I just think that you have to have Terp guys in the fold to some extent here, in some way or fashion. We are a traditional school, and I think we need to get back to that part of it. So, you know, I think that when you look on that bench, when you look internally inside, you know, you should see Terps. It should be people represented that are alum, that are family. And I think when you can do that, now it's not so, it's not as much of a detachment there. I think that you have more support, you know, things like that, that mean something when you're talking about a traditional school.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. And, you know, if you get like a Buzz Williams or somebody, I think you're getting a great coach.
Mm-hmm.
But there's nothing going to stop Buzz Williams from taking the next gig in 3 or 4 years. It's kind of what he does.
He's a college hoops vagabond.
And I don't know. I mean, obviously, Dwayne has coached in this area for a long time and had success, you know, this past year with what he did at AU. I mean, that would be a great one, I guess. You know, but I don't know how many other of those guys do we have that we could choose from.
I'm biased.
Currently
right, who's
huh?
that Maryland
I'm biased,
pipeline?
So I'm... My answer probably won't fit with a lot of other guys.
Why? Because, your answer is what, Dwayne?
Well, I just, the DeMatha connection, the Maryland connection, yeah. I mean, so I would,
yeah,
I threw out Mike Bray's name last week, and I can understand why a school probably wouldn't want to hire a 65, 66-year-old coach. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, he was a uber successful coach at Notre Dame, went to 2 Elite Eights.
And, I think that's a great idea.
And also has the connection here.
Well, I don't think he would leave, too. I mean, not only just because of age, I just don't think he would Like, I think that would be kind of a dream job for Mike.
But Dwayne Simpkins makes a lot of sense to me, too, because he went to University of Maryland. He was an assistant for a long time. Now, head coach only for 2 years, but he wins this conference regular season, wins the conference tournament, gets to the tournament in his second year at AU. I think he would be awesome, and he certainly knows the area. Kenny Blakeney at Howard, even though he's a Duke guy. I don't know if they'd ever want to go out and hire a Duke guy at Maryland, but
I think it's unlikely.
I'm biased because I like the local flavor.
Do you not like the Steve Blake?
I do. I'm intrigued. I have no problem with it
in that you see this in the NBA a lot. Now, he coached in the NBA a couple seasons. Mm-hmm. But in the NBA, they'll hire guys who seemingly have no experience. Some of them do well, some of them don't. I mean, Steve Kerr has won, 3 NBA titles?
The only thing I would say is I'm intrigued by Blake.
He was doing, you know, color commentary.
But it would be insulting to Simpkins, almost.
Yes.
Because Simpkins has put in the work in the college level.
Yeah.
So I am intrigued by the Blake name and the passion he has for the school.
Has Blake ever been a head coach?
He was an assistant for the Blazers and the Suns.
He was fired as an assistant for the Suns.
And that was like 5 years ago. Yeah.
So he hasn't been coaching for 5 years?
I mean,
I don't think so.
On July 18th, 2020, Monty Williams announced Blake no longer with the team.
I mean, you can't hire a guy who hasn't been a coach for 5 years.
He's got a big gap in his resume. Yeah, now, a lot of times you go for a job interview, they're going to say,
no way.
Well, what have you been doing these last 5 years?
I think he's been helping his son. I think his son is a baller.
I'm sure he's been productive, but he's got a big gap in his resume.
I think a lot of people are intrigued by Blake because not only is the name recognition, but I think a lot of people view coaching in college as almost fundraising.
Right.
Like, you have to have a guy that's likable with the donors, likable with the student body and alumni, who can raise money to go buy players and not necessarily draw up plays.
Look, if he has issues with the X's and O's, like, I don't know why he would. I mean, he's a former player. Like, he's been playing forever. But if he does, then you surround him with a few good X's and O's.
But does Blake strike you as a guy, the glad hander, schmoozer?
He strikes me as kind of the Gary type. Like, Gary loved him. He's a fiery guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so it's the personality I see him on the sideline.
With John Gilchrist.
Yes.
In practice. That's one of his almost
they
most memorable for.
I mean, I still remember. I used to play a lot of hoops, you know, in my 30s, and this one guy swore, like, I didn't think Steve Blake was going to be an NBA player. And he was like, dude, Steve Blake's going to be NBA ball. That guy was in there for 13 years.
He had a long, productive career.
He maximized his talent, for sure.
What about this idea? I saw this floating around there, and I don't know what side I am for it. But basically, since Willard left the program in Lurch, and they're behind on the hiring process, they're behind on portal transfers, like they're really behind the eight ball. Mm-hmm. That this year, you almost treat it as an interim coach year, and you do whatever you can to fundraise for next year, and you can go find the exact coach you want. The committee doesn't have to hastily put someone coaching the team this year. You just kind of like almost take the year
off.
You
just have a punt year.
Yeah, almost take the year off.
I don't love it.
I don't think they're going to do that.
I don't love it.
I know I don't love it either, but I can understand the position that you're in right now where you don't get the guy you want because everyone's already planted their flag with the program.
Well, I feel like they've probably known that Willard was gone, even though they were trying this last ditch effort to keep him. So I'm guessing they were out there talking to other coaches, and they've got a list. It might be 5, 6, 7 deep. Who knows? But they can't hire Steve Blake, who hasn't coached for 5 years, over a guy like Simpkins.
And I'd also be concerned who's doing the hiring. Like, they don't have an athletic director. I was told
that there's a small group of people led by a chancellor. I don't know what the chancellor's name is, but Gary Williams is also involved.
Okay, that does give me some confidence if Gary's in the mix.
Yes, Gary is involved.
800-636-1067. Who would you like to see be hired at the University of Maryland? Would you want, you know, somebody like Steve Blake, who is a Maryland legend, doesn't have coaching experience? Do you want one of these local guys like Tony Skin, who's had success, or Dwayne Simpkins, who's had success? Now he has ties to Maryland.
Of course he's got ties to Maryland. Of all those, the one I do like the idea of having a Terp. Mm-hmm. I do like the idea, and I don't think they'd leave.
Yeah, but is that an overreaction of what Willard did to alumni? Is that you need, like, are you really going to shrink the candidates for the job?
I mean, I do think it's shrinking your candidates, but I don't think they have a ton.
Well, what doesn't make sense to me is why, apparently, from what you hear, Buzz Williams is interested in the Maryland job because, and I don't get this, Texas A&M is a huge, huge football school. I get it. But they also, I think that they back their and they support their basketball program. Mm-hmm. Unless Buzz Williams is dealing with the same things that Willard was dealing with, which is a possibility, we don't know. But are you going to come to Maryland where that's the same reputation? They're not backing the basketball program as much? Now, maybe they've changed those numbers, but are you going to leave an SEC school with those resources?
Maybe they give him assurances that the numbers in College Park would be better than what he's dealing with at Texas A&M.
I'm sure they probably would be.
The shadow that you're under at Texas A&M is much larger, right?
Oh, yeah.
Than here.
But he's got no connection.
I mean, you got a football issue, but it's not like...
He's got no connection to the area. I mean, he was in Blacksburg for 6 years, but, you know, and I'm sure he tried to recruit D.C. kids, but he's got no real connection.
And he's not a fly-by-night guy. Like, he did six seasons in Marquette. I think he did five or six in Virginia Tech.
He goes, it's every 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, so like if you get a 5 or 6 year run out of Buzz Williams and you make it to a Final Four or deeper, he's certainly worth bringing in for an interview and talking
to. Well, another name that was thrown out there, and again, who knows who's reporting this, was Nate Oates, who has been at Bama, just lost to Duke, went to a Final Four last year. Bama's not giving their basketball program enough funds. I mean, I don't get it. I mean, I understand it's one of the biggest schools in football, but maybe some of these basketball coaches are going, we're just not getting the support that we need.
When you have monster football programs like A&M and Alabama, they probably always feel like they're getting slighted.
Yeah.
800-636-1067. For some reason, I guess it's probably more my heart, I'm in the Steve Blake camp.
I love Blake, but I think it'd be an insult to other guys.
Now I'm bringing up a failed guy. I'm about to bring up a failed guy.
You literally would hire Steve Blake over Dwayne Simpkins, who's been a coach for the last 17 years.
It feels like when Steve Nash was hired. Now that ended up not going great. But
how'd it work for Michigan when they hired Juwan Howard, who had coaching experience?
Well, he had a couple good years, but he got fired.
It didn't work well, but I mean, it's worked okay for Golden State.
I know it's a feel-good story. You cannot hire Steve Blake as a serious candidate.
Now, if he'd been coaching for the last 5 years, in the NBA or college.
Yeah, I mean, if he was coaching college kids and was dealing with Portal and NIL, yeah, of course.
He hasn't been in the coaching gig for 5 years.
No, like, they're not going to hire Steve Blake. He's not on a short list.
I mean,
they're going to go after a guy who's got experience.
It's a feel-good story. It's good for nostalgia, but I don't think it's realistic.
I don't know. They're in a tough spot, man.
They've got to make a decision ASAP.
I mean, obviously, I would love, because we've known Mike for 35 years.
I think Bray would be it would be a great hire.
I'm telling you, look, it is outside the box, but I'm looking back at Steve Kerr. He played till 2003. Then he was with TNT for the next decade. Then he gets hired by Golden State and he's winning titles. And that helps you have Steph Curry and you have Klay Thompson, you have Draymond Green. It's not unprecedented. But you're right. The value, you could probably rack up a bunch of guys who've had no experience or less experience that failed. But I don't think that, if you get the right guy, it's the right guy. Steve Kerr was the right guy, whether or not he was coaching in the NBA the year before.
They're not going to hire Steve Blake. Sorry, they're not going to hire Steve Blake.
I'm just saying that's who I like. Who do you like?
I told you I'm biased.
Cakes?
Didn't I tell you I was biased? I told you that.
If they can get Buzz Williams, I think that's a great hire.
You're a Buzz Williams guy.
I like Mike Bray.
But who's your number one choice?
Number one?
Yes.
It's not Steve Blake. I don't know if I have a number one.
Give me a number one.
Probably Buzz Williams.
You're a Buzz. You're not sold on Simpkins either. I like Simpkins would be my number two.
Simpkins would be a great hire.
I tell you, Dwayne wouldn't cost a lot of money in terms of salary.
Hey, man, you need to hype him up. Don't hurt his bargaining
power. I don't care about the money.
No, I'm just saying they could put more money towards the actual program, and it's not like he's going to demand $5 million a year.
Right.
EB, who's your number one?
I don't know. It's tough. I am intrigued by the Buzz Williams and the Mick Cronin names, but I do like
you said you wanted a Terp.
But I do like the idea of having a terp, and I think you'd have to tell me who would be more deserving at this point than Dwayne if you went the terp route.
Yeah, nobody.
I don't know who would be more deserving.
Nobody.
Yeah.
If you want to stay in, you know, in house, but
it's a
who knows what it again
big job, man.
Who knows who's making the ultimate decision? Because they have an acting athletic director now, but I don't think she's going to make the last call. And how much are they willing to pay? You know, how much are they willing to pay per year? Are they willing to go $6 million a year? You're going to get a lot of big names who are interested in that.
Well, what are the big names?
I mean, the Porter Moser's name's been brought up there. Buzz Williams. I told you, Nate Oates, his name's been brought out there. There's been other big names that you hear are interested in the position, but I don't know how legitimate it is.
How many days till they hire the head coach, you think?
No idea.
Because you are behind the eight ball with the transfer portal.
Look, I thought the Kevin Willard announcement was going to come way before it did.
I think so, too.
I mean, they have to move.
I think it's got to be in a couple days.
Yeah,
they can't wait until next weekend.
I'll just go all in on Simpkins.
I'm with you on Simp.
Don't sleep on Bill Murray's son at UConn. Luke's one of the top. Yeah.
I know everybody hyped him up.
His name's been out there.
I don't really care about him. I have no allegiance to him.
His name's right now, but
I mean, maybe he's great.
He's a great recruiter and a great offensive coordinator for them.
Yeah. I'd rather have.
I've heard Pat Scary, who's the coach of Towson.
Look at that.
I've heard his
That'd
name
be a
out
big
there.
Step up.
I'd rather have Buzz or Mick Cronin.
Well, we're going to talk to Jeff Ehrman from Inside MD Sports coming up at 8 o'clock as we talk about what's going on at the University of Maryland. Coming up next is a torpedo bat.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
everything baseball all season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Cheating. Cakes always says, don't ever sleep on the world's biggest carcinogen, the sun.
Well,
kind of slept on the sun yesterday.
Pretty correct about that, I think.
Definitely got a little sunburn yesterday, just coaching soccer.
Was it beautiful?
Yeah, it was very nice.
It's like 80 degrees. It's
supposed to be like 80 today, but I think storms are coming.
Storms are coming in, but I actually had to put my air conditioner on yesterday. I was not happy about it.
Grumpy.
Bickle, I was not happy about it, but I had to. It was just too hot, and I had it on overnight. But then I woke up this morning,
turned it off.
But it's supposed to be in the 80s again.
I sleep on using sunblock in March.
Dude, if the sun's out.
But I should have put sunblock on.
It doesn't even matter the temperature. If the sun's out, it can get you.
Yep, there's UV rays.
You know, wear a hat.
Don't snooze.
Yeah. Definitely slept on it. I kind of slept on the Yankees using new bats until they hit 15 home runs in their first three games, and Aaron Judge is off to a great start. Now he hits home runs. And then I saw the story that they've got different bats. They're calling them torpedo bats.
Mm-hmm.
That an MIT professor came up with a new design for bats.
Makes all sense in the world. Baseball is kind of like archaic in their technology in a lot of ways. I mean, they're using wooden bats.
Mm-hmm.
It's like embarrassing. Almost. Now, there's reasons for it. If you give them an aluminum bat or something, you kill somebody. These guys are so strong and powerful, it'd destroy the records and everything. But it really is kind of wild that there hasn't been a lot of bat technology through the years. When you compare it to a sport like golf, where they're tweaking, the tools of the trade all the time.
I'm surprised it's taken them this long to come up with it.
And this concept makes all the sense in the world.
They just need some brilliant MIT dudes to develop it.
And I think it's...
You would think all the other teams are going to go, all right, let's do the same thing.
Yeah. I think it's legal, specific to the players.
Mm-hmm.
So that they've looked at where the contact is coming from particular players and then increasing the size of the barrel where they're most likely to hit the ball from.
Makes all sense in the world.
It does is make sense.
Yeah, I mean,
to put more wood
Do you think it's cheating?
No.
Based on standards,
is there a rule against it in the rule books?
Right now, it's not cheating.
I don't think it's cheating. How could it be cheating? They're just moving the weight around and the distribution of the weight.
They're not putting
to make
anything
it more efficient.
It's still wood. They're not putting anything inside the bat.
Put super balls in there. I don't even know if that worked. But whatever the crazy cork stuff
made it
the guys
lighter,
were doing,
right? The theory was it made the bat lighter.
I guess,
which means you could swing the bat.
Yeah.
Faster.
Yeah. I don't know. I have no problem with. They're funny looking.
They look weird.
They're funny looking, but it makes sense to me.
If you had 15 dingers in three games, you don't care what they look like.
You know when.
But look what companies have done with drivers in golf.
Right. Yeah. Look
just
at putters.
Increasing. Yeah. Just
look at the lab putter. Anything you know how ugly that thing is?
Just anything to increase the sweet spot where the ball's going to go further. I mean, every sport.
But they'll
do that.
Change the rules often in golf to. You know, when Cakes had some big fat driver, they outlawed it.
Sure.
Yeah, but they're always.
What was the club that you had?
I can't even remember.
Well, you had the Nike Sasquatch.
Did they actually
outlaw the Sasquatch?
It might be. The club head might be too big.
I think the head
didn't conform to
USGA they have standards. Like a coefficient factor that they look at, sort of how much. It's the spring effect you get off the head.
Right.
You know, but they're using the latest, greatest technology. They're using freaking wood in baseball.
Could they take it to the level? So when you have young kids and you first get them like a plastic bat, there's the traditional long yellow wiffle ball bat, which is long
standard.
And skinny.
Yeah.
But then there's also this big jumbo
I
ones.
I had like the Bam Bam bat.
The fat bat.
Yeah.
The big red one.
Yeah. Could a player come out with a big fat bat?
I mean, that might be a
too
little
heavy.
Extreme, but look, I don't think they're not violating any rules by moving more of the wood to where the guys are making contact with the ball.
Is it going to be like, in hockey, they mess around with the curvature of the sticks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are players going to start completely tweaking their bats now?
They should.
I know is as long as that bat is legal with the results it's getting, every team should be adopting
it. Also, it helps that, Aaron Judge and Chisholm hit home runs.
Right.
They're hitting home runs with the old bats, too.
They have been kind of heading in this direction, though, for a while, right? Because you would see the bats that were, like, hollowed out at the end, right? Yeah. Which I think is sort of the same idea, the same principle. This is just
I thought that was just to make it a little lighter.
In three games, in 102 at-bats, the Yankees have hit 15 home runs.
Yes.
By comparison, the Orioles have 139 at-bats and only have 10 home runs. The Athletics, who are third, have 133 at-bats, 7 home runs.
Now, what happens now, when you hit it off the sweet spot, though? And now you just got that little nub at the end of it. You're really going to have
well,
some
you better
weird...
hit it on the belt. On the, you better hit it on the screws.
Now, Judge is just a beast anyway.
Yeah, he could hit one with a broomstick.
So, but the fact that he's got 4 homers and 11 RBIs already in 3 games is absurd. Then I don't have him on either of my fantasy teams.
Chisholm has 3.
Chisholm's legit.
Now, is there a particular manufacturer that's claiming these? Or are all of the manufacturers doing it? Do we know? Like...
who's making the bat?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Like, is Louisville Slugger?
Yeah. Is Mizuno got the market cornered? Like, who is it? I don't even know who make the bats.
I don't know. SportsCenter just happens to be showing the Yankees home runs. I mean, Judge is hitting that home run with anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's such a monster.
But I think it's actually very interesting. And,
yes.
But I don't have a problem with it.
Hey, just the Nationals should be looking into it, right? Every other team should be looking into it
this,
right now.
This did make me laugh from Twitter. The Mets paid Francisco Lindor $630K to go 0-for-11 with a torpedo bat against Houston. So, I guess that's what he makes in 3 games. It's a pretty sick salary.
Right.
Yeah.
Good to be a baseball player.
I mean, are people, like, so I guess... other teams are upset with the Yankees for doing it, but they could do the same thing.
Well, other teams are...
who's complaining?
They're adopting
it already. Yeah, I don't know that there's been any complaining.
Sounds like the Mets have used them. I think the Twins have adopted them. Like, if they see results, the other teams are
going to
jump
it.
On board.
Yeah.
Or else like, who was the tennis player back in the day who refused to go graphite? Was it Jimmy Connors stuck with like the aluminum one for a while?
Yeah, but could have been.
He had the T2000 or whatever the heck that was.
Like everybody had moved to graphite, and he was stubborn.
Ugly racket, not very aesthetically pleasing.
Right.
So I'm sure more and more teams will move to it if there is proof. Look, it's still a very small sample
size. Would you think it would taint it like when guys were like openly using steroids, and then you had the steroid era? But how great was that era? It was great.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
I'm sure like the old heads who care about history, like let's say Chisholm hits 75 home runs using a torpedo bat. Some of these old heads are going to be bitter.
Yeah, but they already did the juice balls a few years ago, and it didn't help with ratings.
Well, I'm not sure it's going to help with ratings, but I think it's interesting. It's more fun. More dingers is more fun.
If it's an advantage, I want my team using it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Right? I think they should all. I'm sure they're all experimenting with it. They're all calling the manufacturers and saying, give us a boatload of these.
In baseball, more than any other sport, they get upset about change. But the changes they made with like bigger base... did lead to more the bigger base, the get rid of the shift, even the goofy extra innings thing. It did help increase the ratings, I think 10% across the board.
By the way,
the game's gotten faster.
By the way, Aaron Judge is not using the torpedo bat.
Oh, so now here
so there's
you go.
A couple players who are not used. Chisholm is.
Yes.
But
I just wonder what
not all of the Yankee players are using it.
I'm wondering what the impact is though when you miss the sweet spot. Like, is it really bad? You know, you hit the little nub end of it before the center mass.
It probably gets a weird spin off. A ground out or a fly out anyway, right? So the principle is, you know, just like in golf, I don't know the terms very well, but your smash factor is better if you put it right in the middle, in the sweet spot.
Aaron
right?
Judge says he's got less than zero interest in using the new torpedo bat. What I did the past couple of years speaks for itself.
Right.
Why try to change something that...
Well, he's strong enough. It doesn't matter. Yeah.
Yeah, but if he goes to the slump, he may be grabbing for one of those torpedoes.
Austin Wells, who's also their stud catcher, who's a big bat, he's not using it. So I guess it's probably the smaller guys. Maybe it's some of the smaller guys. I don't know if Goldschmidt's using it.
Do they claim it increases their bat speed? Is that part of the deal?
I'm not sure if they're lighter bats. I'm not sure if they're just got a bigger sweet spot.
The weight distribution is definitely different.
But a lot of it is...
It
can make it feel lighter even if it's not.
A lot of it is, like, if you have it... near the label of the bat, it allows you maybe a tenth of a second extra to see the ball come in.
Sure.
Like you can analyze the spin quicker. You can determine if it's a strike or a ball.
You know, the way I could compare it also, it's kind of like in golf where some guys still are old school and they put like lead tape around their shaft.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not just the club head. Some guys do it around the shaft, and that changes the balance point and everything, and it makes the shaft feel lighter.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know the complete science. My understanding is it was specific. Like, they would look at, like, 100 of your at-bats, mm-hmm. let's say, and they would look at where you were hitting it off the bat,
mm-hmm.
and they'd say, oh, well, EB hits it more at the top of the bat, and then they would move that sweet spot to the top of the bat.
Makes all sense in the world.
And if somebody's on the bottom, they move it to the bottom. If somebody's in the middle, they'd move it to the middle. That was kind of my understanding of it. But it is interesting. We'll monitor it all year. I mean, like Jason says, Aaron Judge isn't even using it. Some of the players aren't even using it. But you're going to see more and more of it in Major League Baseball. Coming up next, we'll get back to University of Maryland and what they're going to do at head coach Jeff Ehrman from Inside MD Sports joins us next here on the Junkies.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.